Coming up on sports and stuff, some thoughts on the big trade that the Red Sox underwent this past week, acquiring Andrew Cashner from the Baltimore Orioles. I'll give my thoughts on that, as well as the upcoming second half of the Major League season. I'll also give my thoughts on the Hall of Fame induction ceremony as six new inductees were inducted into Cooperstown this past weekend. All this and more coming up on Sports and Stuff presented right here on EPRN and SoundCloud.
Too much buzz in the air. Listen in to What's the Buzz on EPRN. Sit back and reflect with tunes from the good old days on Reflections hosted by Cedric Clark on EPRN. Be sure to rock on with Everyone's Rock. Exquisite Podcast Radio Network has a variety of podcast radio programs for listeners all across the globe. Take the journey, the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H., or awaken and take notice to the events in your communities with Purposely Awakened, hosted by Naomi Bondman. Hang out with the gents and listen to the Elite Gents podcast. And for better results, listen in to Revealing Better Results. For sports, check out Foltzy's Corner, Sports and Stuff, hosted by John Meisner, and PSA, Prodigy Sportative Attestations. Tell a friend and listen in via EPRN's web app at app.eprn.us and listen in online at www.eprn.us.
Welcome to Sports and Stuff, everyone. Glad you could join us this week. Got some baseball talk coming up in the next 30, 40 minutes, so you'll want to stick around for that. I want to thank our sponsors, Harold's Ice Cream and Village Pizza, as always. He believed that, speaking of ice cream, I actually heard on the news earlier today, July is actually known as National Ice Cream Month, which makes sense because, you know, it's hot in the summertime, and so you want to have some ice cream in, you know, probably the hottest month of the year. Boy, what a hot weekend we had in the really throughout the country and in the Northeast here where I live. Just brutally hot temperatures, up close to 100 degrees. I barely went outside. I mean, I barely go outside much anyway, but that's another story for later. But I mean, especially but this past weekend, I mean, it was just brutally hot. Stay inside, stay cool, everybody, in the summer. Air conditioning, fans, whatever you need to do to stay nice and cool, do it. Just don't risk going outside and, you know, suffering, you know, from exhaustion or stress of heat stroke, all these terrible things. And don't leave your pets or babies in a car for too long. Seriously, that happens every year, and just it's awful when that happens. So hope everybody's being smart and safe this summer. And so with that, we will start the show by talking some Red Sox here. Dave Dombrowski goes out this past week and acquires Andrew Cashner from the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a couple minor league prospects, nobody off the current roster for the Red Sox. Now, coming into this, I thought Cashner was a pretty good pitcher from what I heard. He was 9-3, had a ERA of just under 4, about 3.83, I think it was. And so far in his first couple starts, I know it's a very small sample size, but he has not been good for the Red Sox so far. He's 0-2 in his first two starts, didn't pitch well against the Blue Jays, didn't pitch well against his old team, the Baltimore Orioles, at Camden Yards. So far, I have not been impressed with him. He's been making a lot of mistakes, leaving pitches out over the plate, getting hit, he's given up a few home runs, hasn't been good. And I kind of wonder about that. Is it just that he's just had a couple bad starts in a row, or is he just not adjusting well to the Red Sox? I don't know, but he's going to have to pick it up these last couple months if the Red Sox are to make a push to the playoffs, or at least a wild card spot. They're at least 10 or 11 games out of the division right now as they speak. I don't know what Dave Dombrowski was thinking getting Andrew Cashner. I mean, did he really think he was going to have the same success in Boston like he had in Baltimore? I mean, because the Orioles, you have to realize, they're the worst team in baseball. They have the worst record. They're not going anywhere this year. They're rebuilding for probably the next several years, okay? They're not, you know, I don't want to say it's easy to pitch there, but I mean, if you're a guy with good stuff, you know, you could succeed there pretty easily. I mean, there's not a lot of expectations. I mean, Kashner was the one good pitcher they had on that team, despite them being so bad. So you figure, you know, if the Red Sox get him, you know, he'll be good. Well, he hasn't been. And he's going to have to be, or we're not going anywhere this year. I mean, he's certainly not helping right now. Yeah, just too many pitches left out over the plate. Red Sox aren't giving him enough run support. I mean, the Red Sox could hit a little better in front of him. I mean, they got no hit against the Orioles in his second start through the seventh inning. So, I guess some of the blame goes on the him not getting enough run support, but most of the blame's on him. He's got to pitch better, and he knows it. And some of my friends are not impressed with him already. I'm not impressed with him. I'll give him, you know, I'm willing to be a little patient, but a lot of fans are not patient at all. He hasn't made a good first impression. Hasn't exactly won a lot of fans over at a very critical point in the season. And I say this because coming up in the next couple weeks, the Red Sox have what I think is their most pivotal point in the season. They have 6 games against the Tampa Bay Rays, who are just ahead of them in the standings, and a total of 8 games against the Yankees. And the Yankees, as a lot of people know, are having an incredible season. Them and the Dodgers, I'd say, are probably the 2 best teams in the majors. The Yankees are definitely the best team in the American League. Dodgers are the best team in the National League. You got the Astros, who are really good in the American League. The Twins look like they'll probably make the playoffs. The National League, like I said, the Dodgers, you've got the Braves are very good. Braves are even better than last year. they've got a great team, young team down there in Atlanta. And the Central's a little more wide open, but the Cubs have definitely improved after getting Craig Kimbrel. But the Red Sox have just been very, very average this year. I haven't been impressed with them that much. I did see signs from Chris Sale that he is going to pitch better in the second half. Had a great outing against the Blue Jays this past week. Looked like the old Chris Sale, the one that everybody expects him to be. Was dominant at 12 strikeouts in 6 innings. I think he's probably the biggest key to the Red Sox making a push at the playoffs. He's going to have to pitch better. Okay, he's too good. He's too talented. He's got to step it up. Well, everybody's got to step it up, really, but especially him. You know, Andrew Kashner, Rick Porcello, Eduardo Rodriguez, I can't complain too much. He's been pretty consistent for the most part, but everyone's got to step it up. It takes all 25 guys on a roster, so everyone's got to contribute. The offense has been hitting well for the most part. They've been consistent. I'm not going to complain about them. I mean, you can't complain really at all. I mean, Xander Bogaerts and Mookie Betts and Rafael Devers have been hitting so well this year. Devers especially. He's really had a breakout year. He's going to hit 30 home runs and at least 100 RBIs. He's on pace to do that. But JD Martinez has not been hitting. He has been a concern, and he hasn't been nearly as good as he was last year. I don't know if it's just he's just having an off year or just having too many bad at-bats, but he's too talented of a hitter to struggle. I mean, his average is, like, dipped under 300 now. He's up, like, 280, or somewhere like around 280 or 290. He's got to pick it up. So, yeah, the Red Sox just need to stop being inconsistent and start winning. I mean, if they're going to make a run on the standings, like I said, the next couple weeks, they're going to have to beat the Tampa Bay Rays and the New York Yankees. They were supposed to play 7 games against the Yankees over the next week or so, but it's actually going to be 8 because there's a doubleheader that's being made up back in from April that got rained out. So they have a stretch of their season that's going to make or break them. They have a great 10 or 11 games. They have a chance to get in. If they struggle and start losing to these teams, it's going to be a long summer. So they're going to have to win. They're going to have to no more of this inconsistent crap, okay? Dave Dombrowski's put together a pretty good team, and they have not been achieving up to their standards. They've been underachieving. They've been inconsistent. They have to win, or the last couple months are not going to mean that much. I mean, this is the most pivotal point of the season coming up right now. I cannot stress it enough. Must-see TV coming up. this week. Three games against the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa, four games against the Yankees in Boston. It's actually taken this long for the Yankees to come to Fenway this season. It's never been this late in the year they've had to wait to come to Boston. So they're finally going to come to Fenway Park. And then the Red Sox are going to have a home series against Tampa, I believe, after a day off. And then they go back out to New York to play what started out as a three-game series. Now it's going to be a four-game series in the Bronx. So, yeah, a huge point in the season for the Red Sox. And, we're going to see what this team is made of the next couple weeks, you and I. We'll see what happens. If the Red Sox don't end up winning the division, there is a chance they could still conceivably get a wild card. But like I said, if they don't beat Tampa or New York, that's not even a thought either. So they're going to have to, make a push at least at the wild card spot. I mean, there's two wild card spots up for grabs, and the Red Sox aren't too far out of the wild card race, but they're very far behind in the division. So a wild card spot looks a little more realistic. They're going to have to jump over a couple teams, but I think they've got the team to do it if they can be a little more consistent. That's really what I think the Red Sox have to play for at this point. I mean, unless they go on like a crazy winning streak and the Yankees struggle, which I just don't see happening. they're going to have to win these games against New York and hope Tampa loses. Tampa had lost five in a row this past week. So maybe they're settling a little bit back down to earth. I mean, we may have caught them at a bad time, but other than that, there's not much good to say about the Red Sox as far as the division is concerned. It's as far as I see it, it's wild card or bust. Get past the Rays, get past Cleveland. Hopefully they get to the one, two wild cards, and if they don't, then, well, they tried at least. But we're not ready to give up yet. At least I'm not. I'm a faithful fan. What can I say? So this week I'm just feeling the Red Sox have just got to step it up. And we're going to see what this team is made of. We're going to see what a lot of teams are made of, really, that are, pushing for the pennant in the American and National League. I think what the Red Sox are to the American League is probably what the Nationals are to the National League. They're a team that was expected to do better. They've been underachieving, so they've been hanging around, but they're not out of the division or the wild card race entirely, but they're just hanging on. So they're probably about the National League equivalent of the Red Sox right now, I guess. But we'll see what happens the next couple weeks. It's going to be pivotal. So we'll take our first break here on Sports and Stuff, and when we come back, I'll talk about the Hall of Fame inductee ceremony this past weekend up in Cooperstown. I'll talk about the inductees that got into the Hall, and we'll talk some baseball. More Sports and Stuff right after this. Stay with us. Proud sponsor of Sports and Stuff, Harold's Ice Cream has over 400 original flavors to select from. Best of all, Harold's is kosher certified, no moo or artificial ingredients. Harold's also makes ice cream cakes with real cake centers, and they also ship their frozen treats to customers. Harold's Ice Cream makes treats like frozen yogurt, sherbet, brownies, cookies, pies, and cakes. Harold's does it all to satisfy that sweet, healthy treat craving. They cater events for 70 people or more, and they ship their kosher treats by mail. Call Harold's Ice Cream today at 413-586-9700 and visit harolds.com. We are back here on Sports and Stuff. You're listening to EPRN and SoundCloud. And we started off the show with some baseball. Now let's continue it here with the Hall of Fame here. There were a total of six inductees in the class of 2019 that got inducted into Cooperstown up in the Hall of Fame up in New York this past weekend. And those six inductees were Mariano Rivera, Mike Mussina from the Yankees and Orioles, Edgar Martinez, Harold Baines, Lee Smith, and Roy Halladay, who's, deceased, unfortunately, but he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame even though he's no longer alive. He just had an incredible career with the Toronto Blue Jays and the Phillies. So he was inducted. His wife spoke for him. She gave a nice speech. But the one that absolutely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame the most out of all those people is Mariano Rivera. There's no debating this. He is the greatest closer of all time. And it's amazing he did it with just literally with one pitch, the cutter. I mean, he made a living for so many years, at least 17 years, with a cutter. I mean, you know, most guys wouldn't be able to make it to the major leagues with one pitch. He did, and he threw it better than anybody. Easily the best of the best. Not any better than they come with Mariano Rivera. It's funny, you know, as great as a closer as he was, how automatic he was in the ninth inning, he had his struggles against the Red Sox. They got to him a few times, historically, and they got to him in 2004, especially. I'll never forget, you know, Kevin Millar drawing the walk in him against him in the ninth inning in Game 4 of the ALCS. Dave Roberts stealing second base. Rivera had thrown over to first because he was so distracted. And then Roberts steals second, which gets closer every time I look at it. It's just so close at second. But then Billy Miller, coming up with the biggest hit of his life. Two outs in the ninth inning against Rivera. He owned Rivera. Rivera didn't have struggles against too many hitters, but Bill Miller was one of them. Bill Miller had his number. He knew how to hit him and hit him well. And yeah, some people forget, you know, in the famous brawl that you know, Alex Rodriguez had with Jason Varitek, Bill Miller had a walk-off home run against Rivera in that game to win it in the ninth inning. And so he got him that game. He got him in the playoffs. So yeah, Bill Miller definitely got to him. So, but anyway, like I was saying, even though the Red Sox had their share of blown saves against Rivera, they were able to rally against him. The fact of the matter is, Rivera was just, he was the greatest. He was just the best of all time. Number one leader in saves, which I don't think is ever going to be broken. The only person that might challenge that record is maybe Craig Kimbrell if he's healthy, but boy, I don't even know if he's going to get to that record. Rivera not only did it in the regular season, he did it in the playoffs. I mean, other than, you know, the Red Sox, you know, getting to him a little bit, his numbers in the playoffs were just sick. I mean, they were amazingly good. His ERA was like, I don't even know what his ERA was, but it was something really low, like 1.29 or something like, or even less than one. He pitched well when it mattered. He was a big part of why they won 5 world championships in the last 20 years or so. 23 years, going back to 96, actually. But, yeah, no one did it better than Rivera. It's a classy guy, world-class player. And to do it in New York, you know, the biggest city, the bright lights, you know, he did it better than anybody could have. And, I have the utmost respect for him. And it's funny, I'll never forget in 2005 when the Red Sox were collecting their World Series rings, the whole crowd at Fenway Park just gave him a huge round of applause when they introduced him on the Yankees in that game. It was their first home game of the year, and everybody just went nuts for Rivera. Probably because they liked him as a closer, and we kind of blew a save or two against him. So that's, I think that's why, but that's funny. It was respectful, but it was kind of funny at the same time. You know, they're not just cheering you because you're good. They're cheering them because we beat you. It's funny. So yeah, congratulations to Rivera. Congratulations really to all the inductees. Mikey Cena had a great career with the Orioles and Yankees and the AL East. Edgar Martinez becomes the first designated hitter to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he definitely deserved it. He was on some good Seattle Mariners teams in the 90s with Ken Griffey Jr. and Alex Rodriguez. I think Brett Boone was on a couple of those teams. Boy, that team could hit. And Martinez was definitely one of those key reasons why finally got into the Hall of Fame. So good for him. Roy Halladay, like I said, just too bad he passed away in a plane crash. He was a incredible pitcher. Let me tell you, as a Red Sox fan, I did not like when we had to face him. Yeah, because I knew he was tough and he was good. And nice to see he got inducted and they honored him, even though he's passed on. So rest in peace, Roy. You were just an incredible pitcher and definitely made a living out in Toronto and out some bad teams too. You know, he was the best pitcher on that team, and they were not good for a while. So he really shined on that team and finally got to show how good he was with the Phillies when he helped win a few playoff games for them. I think his first playoff game he ever pitched was a no-hitter. So nice that, you know, all those bad years finally culminated in a, you know, his first playoff win as a no-hitter. And then Harold Baines and Lee Smith deserves a mention as well. Congratulations to those two. But those four others, like I said, I fondly remember Rivera and Yucina and Halliday. Martinez, not as much, but I definitely, you know, remember the name when him and, you know, A-Rod and Ken Griffey Jr. were, you know, hitting with the Mariners back in the 90s. And Baines and Smith were a little bit before my time, but they were great pitchers, especially Lee Smith, and Baines is good too. So congratulations to all of them. Job well done, guys. Definitely just all of them deserve to be in there, especially Rivera. I mean, I think he became the first player in Major League Baseball history to get a unanimous vote in the Hall. Every sports writer, every baseball writer voted for him. 100% of the vote, no questions asked, nothing bad you could possibly say about Rivera. Greatest closer of all time and a great guy. Well, there's nothing bad you could say about him. Just a classy guy. What can I say? So nice that 100% of the vote went to him. I mean, why would you want to vote against him? He'd be dumb to vote against him. So yeah, definitely deserved to be in there. Mike Mussina had a great career as well. You know, a great knuckle curveball, and you know, it's interesting. He never won a World Series in his career. Came close in 2001 in 2003 with the Yankees, but never quite. They never won the, you know, World Series. Didn't win a Cy Young. Didn't win 300 games in his career. But, you know, he even thought that, you know, despite not getting all his accomplishments, that the Hall of Fame kind of, you know, pushed him or I should say how long of a career he had, you know, really pushed him to getting in the Hall of Fame, and he finally got in. So glad he did, finally. Definitely deserves to be there. Just too bad he doesn't have a World Series to go along with it. But, you know, he had a great long career and had a lot of wins. So, got something to be proud of. You know, he's doing something right if you're inducted as one of the greatest players of all time. So, he deserves it. Yeah. I think his last year, I think I remember he won 20 games when he retired in 2008. So, nice that he ended with a 20-game season, at least. So, that ends the Hall of Fame part of the show here. I've never actually been up to Cooperstown. I've always wanted to go. My parents think I might like it, but I haven't checked it out yet. But I might check it out at some point in my life. I mean, baseball is my favorite sport, so it's worth going over and checking it out at some point. Yeah, definitely a great way to check out a part of, you know, baseball history, too, in Cooperstown. So we'll take another break here on sports stuff, and we'll come back with more after this. Stay with us. Village Pizza is the family-owned East Hampton, Massachusetts establishment that has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Well known for their delicious Greek-style pizza pies and the best local spot to go hang out and watch a Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, or Patriots game. Village Pizza, 100 Union Street, East Hampton.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Welcome back to Sports and Stuff. Talking baseball here on the show this week with the induction ceremony and a little bit of the Red Sox. And, you know, it's funny, you know, in the summertime, things kind of slow down a bit. There's not as much going on other than baseball. So it kind of becomes a little harder for me to fill content, but I do the best I can with what's going on and whatnot. You know, this past week, it was actually exciting. I got to host a trivia night locally at the Immaculate Heart Parish in Granby, Massachusetts. It was a nice turnout. We had a good number of people show up. And considering the church had never done a trivia night before, we weren't sure what to expect, but I'd say it went well. It was a good result, I would say. People liked the way I hosted it. I'd like to thank Karen and Jess Frederick, who let me host trivia. I appreciate the opportunity, ladies. And this upcoming week, for those that are local, I'm actually going to be announcing an all-star game. I'm going to be announcing the girls' softball team from Franklin County Technical High School, in my neck of the woods up in Franklin County, Massachusetts. Get to announce that Tuesday night in Greenfield, so if you're in the area on Tuesday night, come over. I forget the name of the field off the top of my head. It's not Abercrombie Field, it's one of the other fields. I mean, people will see it if you're in the area. You know what I mean. But come on over. It should be fun. Be a nice way to celebrate the local baseball team. So I'll be announcing that on Tuesday night. So just thought I'd give myself a little plug there. Can't leave myself out, of course. So that should be fun. Looking forward to that. Yeah, just looking forward to any opportunities I can get my hands on. That's all I can do at this point. And, you know, now that I think of it, can you believe this, folks? For those that listen to the show frequently, in a few weeks from now, this show is going to be celebrating its 100th episode. I mean, I was thinking this recently. I mean, that is amazing how in 2 years I've put together almost 100 shows, most of which are just me. But, I mean, you know, I've had some guests on here and there, as some of you may have heard. So it's amazing to think, you know, over the last 2 years how much content I've put out there. Yeah, 100 shows. It's coming up in a few weeks. I'm going to try to do a little something on that show. See if I can get some people to come on as guests to celebrate with me. Man, 100 shows. Boy, my goodness. Time flies. I mean, 2 years ago, I remember I was just starting out. I'll talk more about it when it gets to, you know, the 100th show. But hard to believe, you know, 2 years ago, I was wasn't even doing something like this. And now I am. So come a long way in 2 years. So we'll talk more about it, you know, in a couple weeks, what's going to happen. But so we'll see what happens. I'll definitely try to get the word out there if people want to, you know, come in and join the party, 100th episode. So we'll see what happens with that in a few weeks from now here on Sports and Stuff. And you know, other than that, there's... it's kind of hard to say there's a lot going on right now because there really is. I mean, I'm thinking about taking a week or two off here. I don't want to have to do that, but I mean, unless something big happens in sports or in baseball, I mean, I don't really see the need to have another show in the next week or two, but maybe there will be something to talk about coming up. But like I mentioned earlier, you know, this is the heat of the pennant race, you know, July and August, the dog days of summer, they call it. This team's grinding it out, trying to stay cool, trying to stay in the the playoff race if you're good, and if it's not your season, it's just a long summer, so it's just kind of the way it is. So other than that, really, I'm trying to think here. So you talked the Red Sox, talked about inductees into the Hall of Fame. And I think we may just kind of, well, I don't want to wrap it up yet, but it may have to be a shorter show here this week unless I can, you know, a thought pops into my head in the next, you know, a few minutes. But I hope everyone's enjoying summer. You know, I haven't actually got the chance to take a long vacation. I went to New Jersey for a few days, but I haven't gone up anywhere for like a week or longer. Still trying to plan to see my family over the summer, so we'll see if I can actually arrange to do that. It's been a while since I've seen some of them, so hopefully you've seen your family out there over the summer and gone to nice places like the beach or, you know, someplace warm. Summer's all about just relaxing, kicking back, you know, going on vacation, doing fun things. Seems like everybody's just more relaxed in the summer. Just really, it is. even the talk shows are kind of slowing down a little bit too. Not much going on in the summer either. So, just kind of plugging away here. So, we'll take a break and come back with more of the show here on EPRN right after this. Be right back. MVMT is the affordable brand for men's and women's watches. Go to MVMTwatches.com and browse through the bestseller collection, all of the watches, sunglasses, wristband straps, and watch-related accessories. It's not surprising that MVMT offers free shipping worldwide to their customers. Sign up for the newsletter at MVMTwatches.com, read the MVMT brand story, and get caught up on the brand. Premium design at a fair price. Welcome back to Sports and Stuff. I'm John Meisner here with you, and you know, like I said before that break there, you know, we reached kind of a lull here in the action a bit. You know, not a whole lot going on. There's a couple new movies coming out, but that I may want to start seeing before they're not in theaters anymore. And that's, was it Rocket Man? It's all about Elton John. And what was the other one I wanted to see? The one I'm missing, I saw Toy Story 4, which was very good, I thought. I'm forgetting something. I think it's just Rocket Man I want to see. And yeah, they have a new Dora the Explorer movie which is coming out, which I don't think I really want to see. I mean, it's kind of... I just think Hollywood's rebooting too many things. You know, they don't need to do with Dora the Explorer. I mean, come on. Really? I mean, they could have picked better shows than that. I was just never a big fan of that show. I always thought it was kind of annoying. You know, we can do it! A swiper, no swiping! Shut up. I mean, they don't need to make a human version of it. I mean, the only reason they're making a humanized version of it is because I saw in one of the trailers, there's this one line where Dora turns to the camera and pretends to break the fourth wall and talk to the audience. And it's funny the actor's response to that. They're just like, oh, well, she'll grow out of it. She's young. It's kind of funny. Like, can you say Babalos? She's growing up, so don't worry about that kind of thing. It was kind of funny, the reactions. But other than that, it's just too over-dramatized, I think. At least from what I've seen of it in previews. So, I mean, you got that, you know. You got, I think, Toy Story 4 still out for a little while, until something else comes along. And, yeah, and other than that, just gonna hopefully try to see Rocket Man at some point. So it should be a good movie. I mean, I don't know if it'll quite be as good as Bohemian Rhapsody, but I think it could get a lot of success in the box office. So it's worth seeing it. I mean, I love Elton John, so I love his music. Yeah, he's great. So we'll definitely try to check that out at some point. And so, again, want to thank you all for listening to the show this week. I think we'll just wrap it up here. Again, I want to thank all the inductees again in the Hall of Fame. Mariano Rivera, Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez, Harold Baines, Lee Smith, and Roy Halladay. Congrats to all those guys. Red Sox got a very important stretch of games coming up, like I said earlier. So maybe some of the higher ratings that Nesson may have all summer with the Red Sox. So we'll check that out, see what happens with the Sox. And until we join you here next time, this is John Meisner signing off of Exquisite Podcast Radio Network and SoundCloud. Wishing everybody a good rest of your week. Don't know if I'll be back next week or not. We'll see what happens here as far as sports and entertainment goes. Until we meet again next time, this is John Meisner signing off. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. And next week we'll be one step closer to show number 100. So it's getting exciting. So take care, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. Go Sox, and keep enjoying your summer. Have a good one, everybody. So long.